Today's daf is daf Ayin Vav, and we are holding right at the end of the Mishnah, right at the top of the page. And even though this Mishnah does seem to be going backwards in time, and that we go back to the preparation of the Mishnah and the stage of the, perhaps even pre-dough, as we'll see, or as it's a dough, or as we've already been speaking about the Yitzika and Mashika and various other things, there are a number of different approaches as to why that would be true. And most likely, the issue is that the things that we're talking about over here are logistical, as opposed to the various dinim that the Torah has required. Now we're going back to figure out how to do things in the most effective fashion. So, kol ha-minachot to not shlosh me'od shifa, all types of mincha require us to rub. Shifshuf is to put your hand over the wheat, and to rub them down with your hand, crushing them, in order that it will be easy to get off the skin, or if we're referring to the dough, now that's a possibility, we'll see that later on, it's in order to beautify it. V'chamesh mi'od bi'ita, and 500 times to be punched. Again, we'll see exactly what that's referring to in the continuation. Shifa u'bi'ita n'chitim themselves. So according to Tzadikama, what we're referring to is the actual chitim before they've even been ground. Now, forget about it, turned into dough. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the she'ifa, the bi'ita, is actually in the batzek. We're talking about the dough. And we'll see what we mean. Only the dough in the Gemara. Whenever we bring a mincha, whether it's chalot or rikikin, it's always 10. Except for the lechem hapanim and the chavitei kohen gadol, shehim ba'ot 12, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They are unique because there are 12 chalot in the chavitim and 12 in the lechem hapanim. Rabbi Meir Omer, actually kulam ba'ot 12. The general rule should be the opposite direction. All menachot except for the chalot todah and the zirot are all 12. It's only the chalot of the todah and the zirut that requires 10. Shein ba'ot eser from each different type. In the todah, there's 4 different types. Says the Gemara, Tana the Brita says, the way in which you do it is your shaf achat uboit shtayim, and then your shaf shtayim uboit shalosh. So to get the requisite 300 sheifot and 500 be'itot, you alternate 1 shifa, 2 be'itot, 2 shifot, 3 be'itot, and that makes it work out to the amount that you end up. So that way you're going to end up with 300 times a shifa and exactly 500 times a be'ita. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, am tuye ve'atuye chad, or duma am tuye ve'atuye tre? When you rub your hands for the shifa and you're going in two directions, is each one, the foot to and fro, is the to and fro two separate things, or is that back and forth considered to all be one? My take. That itself should stand. The next thing we learned in the Mishnah is that shi'ifa ubi'ita, according to the Tanakhama, is a reference to what is done to the wheat itself before it's ground. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's done to the dough. Iboilo. When Rabbi Yossi says to the dough, does he mean also to the dough, or does he mean only to the dough? Is it bibatsek v'lo b'chitim? Odilma af bibatsek. Does he agree with the Tanakhama, but he adds that there needs to be a separate act that is done to the dough? It says the Gemara Tashma, the Tanya Shifa ube'ita b'chitim, Rabbi Yosef Shifa ube'ita b'vatsek, where the mashmut over here is, that they're arguing about both things, whether they apply to the chitim alone or to the batsek alone. That's from the phrasing in a braita, which if it meant otherwise would have had to have been better defined. Now, the Rambam has a strange way of learning the sugya, which implies that there must have been a very different girsa. And according to him, it comes out that there's a difference between be'ita and shifa. That Rabbi Yossi holds that the meaning over here is that be'ita, according to Rabbi Yossi, is in the batzeik. And in the shifa, it's also in the batzeik, which would mean that he must have had a girsa that said ha-be'ita bi-batzeik v'ha-shifa af bi-batzeik, which is very different than ours. In any event, a diuk would be, if you go over again the word shifa ubi'ita bivatzeik, instead of just saying bivatzeik, That would have meant to add to the Vatzek. Now that you repeat the whole thing, it clearly seems to me only in the Vatzek. And therefore, if you meant it otherwise, it should have been defined even the way that the Rambam is learning it. The next thing we read in the Mishnah is that kol ha-menachot ba'ot, we have over here a machloket whether all of the menachot come as 10, except for the lechem aponim mechavit ha-kongona, which come 12, whether all of the menachot come 12, except for the chalot todah nezirut, which come 10. So now, the way in which we know the lechem aponim, and the lechem aponim, it says beferush in the Torah, that's not an issue, it says, ve'afito tashtem esrei chalot. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, how do we know there, which Torah doesn't define it, that we learn out of the Lechem HaPonim with the Gezeirah Shavah. Because by the Lechem HaPonim it says, Ki Kodesh Kadashim Hulo, Mishe Hashem Chok Olam, and by the Chavitim it says, Chok Olam LaHashem Kol Yoto Ktar. Therefore, we understand that the meaning of the Gezeirah Shavah is that they should have the same number of Halot. Now, what about the other menachot? Kol menachot, the boat eser according to the Tanakama min alan. But how do we know what Torah doesn't define all the other menachot? Well, that we learn out from Imam Metzino, actually, from Lachmi Todah. Just like the defined lechem by the Todah, Malahalan eser, as that we're going to see, Afkan, so the norm of the mincha is taken to be eser. Well, why do that? Why not learn out all the menachot from Lechem HaPanim and say, Malahalan Shtem Esrei, as we just said, Farish in the Pusik, Afkan Shtem Esrei. And says the Gemara, because it's more reasonable to learn the menachot from Lachmi Todah. Mistavrim Lachmi Todah Havile Lamelav, for the following reasons. Shekein. There are five ways in which all menachot are similar to Lachmei Todah. First of all, it's a yachid ha-mitnadev. It's an individual who brings it in a davah. And they also share the fact that they require shemen. And they are also nifsal, if they're left overnight. And they are brought only if it isn't Shabbat, shelo b'Shabbat, v'shelo b'tumah. Now, none of this is true about the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim is a korban tzibur. It only comes as a chovah, and therefore it's neither yachid, nor is it a nedava, nor can it be limited to Begabe Tumah and Shabbos, because after all, a korban tzibur is allowed to be brought, and here it's actually the mitzvah to be brought on Shabbos, and as you will recall, it also does not have any shemen. Says the Gemara, we could say Adarabha. It's more similar, Lechem HaPonim, Avnei Lamelav. It's more reasonable to learn Adam Menachot from Lechem HaPonim because of the fact, first of all, Shekein, when it comes to the other Menachot, although it's only four ways that they're similar, first of all, it is in terms of the Hegdesh, Kachek Kadosh, which is indeed the case where Yisrael cannot eat it. And that's not the case of the Lachmei Todah. Furthermore, it requires Livona, both of them, as opposed to the Lechem HaPonim. Of course, the Livona on the Shtei Alecha, on the, another Menachot. The Livona on the Lechem HaPonim, of course, was brought in Bezichin, which is slightly different, but nonetheless, at least there's an ingredient of Livona. Furthermore, it's all Matzah, whereas when it comes to Lachmei Todah, there are Chometz, bread as well. And furthermore, they're Etzem, as we've seen before. That word means they're Ba Machmat Atzmam. They're not dependent on anything else without a korban that's brought with them. So a mincha is a mincha is a mincha, just as a lechem aponim is a lechem aponim, and not an ancillary part of some other korban, in this case the shlomim, that constitutes the korban element of the Todah, and then you have the Lachmei Todah. And therefore, it makes sense to compare it dafka to lechem aponim and not to lechem todah. Very true, says the Gemara. However, harach mefishin, because there were five ways in which it's similar to the todah, and only four ways in which it's similar to the lechem aponim, we go and learn the 10 from the 10 and not 12. Ask the Gemara of the East, Sviralan, how about if we hold, like the tzad to say, and this, of course, was a question that we had raised in the Gemara in Zvachim, and that was the very famous din that Ein Halamad is a lamad is a chozer umalamed when it comes to kachim. Many of the limudim in the Torah, the shloshes remidot shatra nidreshet behem, do not apply when it comes to kachim as a second order limud. Now the question is whether that is true about Gezeirah Shavah and a binyanav. In other words, if you start with the Gzera Shavah, can you now apply that Gzera Shavah with the binyanav to something else? And here we're entertaining one possibility in that question, and that is Yisraelot, that Dovra Alame Begzera Shava, from one place, can go back and learn, teach about other places, Choseru Malamei Bebinyanav. If you hold that, then why wouldn't we be Nelef? Why can't we learn a Binyanav for all Menachot Mei Chavitei Kohen Gadol? Let's learn all of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Let's say, Mal Halan, just like the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Eshtemes, right? Just as we wanted to do with the Lechem HaPonim, if we had a Gzeirah Shavah, Avkan Shtemesrei. So here too, we should say we need 12, says the Gemara, because it still is more reasonable. Mistavra, Milach Metodah, Avilelamela. You could still learn it out from Lach Metodah, even if your choice is learning it from the Lach Metodah or from the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And here is the reason. So in other words, we're basically going through the same idea, except now we're trying to figure out, we understand why we have 5 against 4 when it comes to learning it out from the Lechem HaPonim from the Toda as opposed to the Lechem HaPonim. But how about from the Toda as opposed to Chavitei Kohen Gadol? How about then? Of course, it would only be on the Tzad that the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which itself, remember, we learned out from the Gzeirah Shavah, can that teach us anything about other Menachot? But assuming that it can. We're going to have to explain why we chose to learn out of the Lach Metoda instead of learning out of the Chavitim. And say, Malahalan Shtemesre, Avkan Shtemesre. So again, Mistavra, it's more reasonable because we have 6 ways that Milach Metoda, Havim and Melech. We should learn out of the Lach Metoda, not from the Chavitim, Shikain. We've got 6 similarities in that, first of all, Head Yod. Both the Lach Metoda and the typical mincha has nothing to do with a Kohen Gadol. And furthermore, they're coming Benedava. This, of course, is a simon. Yochid Shehit Nadev, the story of Yochid, who came ahead and gave a gift, Chatzain. Okay, but here the Chatzain means that these are brought all at once. We bring all 40 chalot, Masha Inkin. When it comes to the Chavitin, of course, we split it into 2 parts in the day. Furthermore, both of them are shayach to pigel, so that you can, in fact, be mefagel in the Lach Metoda and in the other menachot. And that's because they have a matir, of course. You need to have a matir, which is the komets, in order to be mefagel shirai. And when it comes to Lach Metoda, you're able to be mefagel with the dam. And they're craving, in this case, not on Shabbos and not on Tuma, which was the same idea that we had before. Mashen came to Chavitei Kohen Gadol is a chiyuv that doesn't come in a dava, has to be brought into parts, and it's docha Shabbos, it's docha Tuma. So we have 6 ways. Says the Gemara, yes, but you haven't discussed the ways in which it's similar to Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Because, adarava, may Chavitei Kohen Gadol have leila melav, because there's 8 ways in which it's more similar, a regular menachot, the more similar to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. And here they are. Number 1, both have a typical shear of an isaron per challah. Furthermore, they require a kli. They require kedushas kli. They are hekdush in the sense of being kashya kedushim. In other words, they're not open for Yisrael to eat. They both have livona, and there's no livona, of course, with the Toda. And they all are matzah. Hashem came to Toda has chametz, and they're etzah, meaning they're coming for themselves and not for an ancillary carbon relationship to the shlomim as lechem to turn it into a Torah. And they also require hagasha, the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, and the typical menachos, which is not a din Lach Metoda. And they're also put on the ishim. Hashem came, the Lach Metoda have a completely different shir. They've got a lot of esronot. And the zevach of the shlomim, that is, the Toda shlomim, is mekadesh them, not a kli. They're kachim kalim, and anybody can eat them. And there's no lavona, and they've got at least one-fourth of them are chomets, and they're coming not for themselves, but because of the carbon Toda, and there is no hagosha, and none of it at all is put on the mizbeach. And not only that, but last I heard, 8 is more than 6. And Hanin Efeshim, there's even more reason then to learn it out from the Chavitim than there is to learn it out from the Lach Metoda, and the din therefore should have been 12, not 10. And it says, the Gemara, you're right. It is true that there are more ways in which it's similar. However, there is one thing that is so overwhelmingly similar, and that is Hedyot Mehedyot. The fact that we're learning out something that is being brought by a regular person, from something that's brought by a regular person, in other words, a lachme, todah, brought by anybody, teaching what the din would be of a regular mincha, makes so much more sense than learning out something that is brought as a hedyot from a kohen gadol. I mean, that is like really off the wall. I mean, the last thing we'd want to do would be to apply the very special halakas that apply to the din of a kohen gadol's korban and use that as a standard for something that is being brought by just anyone. Next thing we learned in the Mishnah was Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kulan Ba'od Shtem Esrei. Actually, the standard mincha would be 12 different chalas or chava, from a chavat or whatever the case would be. Ask the Gemara, what does Rabbi Meir hold? Micah Sava, what does Rabbi Meir hold in terms of the issue of a dover halamet b'gzera shava and the case that we just, the issue that we just raised, whether it can be chos or malami? Because Yisvir le dover halamet b'gzera shava chos or malami b'binyan av. So then I understand. He's learning it out of a kohen chaviti, kohen gadol. Because 8 is better than 6. And he doesn't hold to this for that we said that, well, it makes more sense to learn Hedyot Mehedyot. If he holds that Adavar Alamed B'Gzera Shava cannot turn around and teach what the din is with the Binyan Av, then it makes sense to learn everything out of the Lechem HaPanim, and the reason for that would be is because Hegdish Mehegdish Adifle, so that it's not that he's going to be learning it out of the Chavitim. He's learning out of Lechem HaPanim, even though there's more ways in which it's similar to the Lechem HaTeida. But that's because he holds that it makes overwhelming sense to learn out something that is Kodesh Kadashim from something that is Kodesh Kadashim, which would mean the Mincha from the Lechem HaPanim, as opposed to learning out from Lechem HaTeida, which is Kachim Kalin, eaten by all. Next thing that we learned at the Mishnah is Chutz B'Lachme Todah V'Nizirot Shehein Ba'ot Eser Eser. Now, there's no question, we're all agreed, that the Lachme Todah come 10 of each variety, as does the Lechem of the Nazir. The way that we know Lachme Todah is because it says so B'Ferush. So B'Hed Yektiva, we're going to, later on, we're going to be examining the Psukim in detail. That's tomorrow's stuff. The Nizirut we learn out, B'Niyomar Mar. Since it says, as we were taught in the Braita, that by the Korban Todah, it says, Al Zevach Todat Shilamav, and that means more than one variety, it's a Lashon Rabim, that's coming, Rabot Shalmei Nazir teaches us to treat the Shalmei Nazir with the same number of Chalot as the Lachmei Todah. Omrif Tuvi Bar Kista Mashmu, Lachmei Todah Sha'afa'an Arba Chalot. Suppose instead of making 10 of each kind, you made only one of each kind, so that you have a total of 4. You would still be Yotze. Says the Gemara, I thought we said you need Arba'im. Arba'im and Arba'im. Then we said you need 10 of each variety, and that would mean 40? No, we said that you need it L'mitzvah, but we didn't say that you're going to ruin the karma if you do it otherwise, so it would not be Ma'akev, and therefore it would be L'chatchil. And remember, of course, that's our general approach when it comes to Kachim. We always look at the din that is said, the Gabi, the Avoda, as the way to do it, but not an ikuva, unless either we have one of those key words like haya, one of the Havaya words, or chok, or kain, which implies that, look, it's this, and there's no other option, or if we have a repetition. And this has been a klal that's been with us since the beginning of Maseches Zevachim. We've been talking about this. And so, it is here, not repeated, doesn't say chok, and that would explain why it would be kosher if it was only 4. Says the Gemara, but there's a logistical problem, because the din is that you have to be mafrish from each type a truma of lachmei todah. And that's it says refresh, v'kriv imenu echad mikol korban truma la'ashem, la'kohen azorek etam ha'shlamim lo yiyeh. And if you only brought one of each type, how could you take off truma? I mean, are you suggesting we take off truma by taking out from each one a little piece and breaking it? That we take a little bit off of each one, but it says refers in a pasuk, "V'ikriv mimenu echad." You can't bring a part; it's got to be an actual piece. As is the Gemara talking about over here, that when you did the lisha of the dough. If you had four doughs that were being processed in different ways, as we're going to talk about later, what you did was, before it was baked, and therefore did not create the problem of a prusa, you took off the requisite amount from each for its truma, and then you cooked everything whole, so that it is indeed achat. Mitzvah, ask the Gemara, does it not say, kol ha-menachot sheribah b'midat chalatan? So let's say that you made 11 or 12 chalot instead of 10. You have more per chala here, more numbers of chalas. Or should me 8 be midat chalatan? Let's say you made only 8 chalot instead of 10. They're ksherot, except for the lechem ha-teda, lechem ha-panim, and the chavita kohen gadol, and the lechem ha-teda, and lechem ha-nezirut. So how could we just have said that according to Shmuel, supposedly, it would be kosher even if there was only one? This goes against what it says here, Beferush. And says the Gemara, it does indeed. But Shmuel has another basis in the Tana that says like him, who the Omer Kehai Tana, he has a different Braita, which states it completely differently. The Tanya, kol ha-menachot sheribah b'midat chalatan, o shumi eit b'midat chalatan kisheirot. Here it says, on the contrary, if you brought fewer, or you brought more, it would be kosher, except for the lechem ha-panim and the chavite kohen gadol. And some say, even chutz from lechem ha-teda and the nezirut. So in other words, we have a machloket and legabi lechem ha-teda and the nezirut. And Shmuel holds, like the Tana Kama, who did not include lechem ha-teda and the nezirut as being posel b'riba chalot or miyat chalot. And therefore he said that they would be kosher. Omer Ravuna, minchat ma'afeh. If there's overness when it comes to, we're talking about the minchat machavat, minchat marcheshet, according to Ravuna, if you have a minchat ma'afet tanur, that you baked it all into one challah, it would be kosher. Yatza. My taima, the word matzot is written without a vav, it's written chaser in the pasuk, which implies there could be the matzat. Mat kiflar of pop, according to this, the only reason that you're saying that you would be yotze b'chala achat is because of that word matzot without the vav. But if it had written matzot with a vav, then you would not be yotze. This is what you're implying. The problem is that gabi lach mitoda, it definitely says matzot with a vav, and it says this every single different type. Chalot matzot b'lot b'shem rikikar, matzot b'shechim b'shem. It repeats matzot malay with a vav. And yet, Miftuvi Bar Kisvik, what Shmuel is saying, Elach meitoda sha'afa an arba chalot, one of each type, you would be yotze. Well, that's very true, but, you know, he doesn't have to agree with Miftuvi Bar Kisna, does he? So he pliga. Indeed, Ravuna disagrees with that. Remember, as we said earlier, we take three sa'ah of grain, and we keep working it down until we get a very clean, single isaron out of all of that flour, so that we've broken it down, we've gone through 13 different sieve sizes, and we finally get out one isaron, and we spoke about that earlier in the Masechta. They came shtei esronim from shalosh sa'im. So we could there get double the amount out of the same volume of chitin. And when it comes to lechem haponim, there we were able to get esrim v'arba esronim v'esrim v'arba sa'im. We used one sa'ah per isaron, and that gave us the 24 requisite esronim that the Torah demanded of us. So our standards when it comes to the lechem ha-teda are much lower, on a one-to-one relationship of two sa'ah per isaron. We have shnei esronim, yechala achat. We've got 12 chalot. Says the Gemara, my time. What is the reason that we need so much? Why do we need three sa'ah just in order to get the omer down to an isaron? Well, says the Gemara, look, first of all, it's coming from Chadash, isn't it? And the Tzvua Chadasha has got an awful lot still of chaff that's attached to it. It's just ripening now. And not only that, it's coming from a very rough grain. It's coming from Seorim as opposed to Chitin. And there is in Seorim, again, an awful lot more junk material than there is in Chitin. So therefore, an Isaron Mufchar, I mean, you need a high quality Isaron in order to be kosher for the Beit HaMikdash, you'll only get that high quality. Lo'ati ala Mishlosh Sa'in. Ba'ashenga d'shtei Alechem, you can get Shtei Isaronot Mishlosh Sa'in. Because, look, first of all, it's coming from Chitim, and the Chitim there are in better shape. And furthermore, I mean, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that the Shtei Alechem, though, is coming from Chodesh, right? But that's true, but Shtei Asronot Atu Mishalosh Soin. You could still get the Shtei Alechem, you could get 2 out of 3. Now the Lechem HaPanim, Esrim V'Arba Asronot, Esrim V'Arba Soin, that is completely a different order of magnitude here. What's going on? My time, huh? Well, that's because you have both Michitim Atu, you also have Miyashan Atu. You see, there's a big difference. The Shtei Alechem and the Lechem and the Omer are only differentiated, not in terms of Chodesh, but in terms of the species, whether it's Saori or whether it's Chitim, but the Chitim are twice as qualified to get out the proper amount. But they're all Chodesh. Hashem, when it comes to the Lechem Ma'aponim, you're talking not only about a higher quality grain that is to say Chitim, but you're also talking about grain that has had a long time to age and does not have anywhere near the amount of junk in it at this point. And therefore, together, Yisaron Mufchar can still come out of Esa, Atim Esa. Tanu Rabbanan, Kola Manachot Sheriba, Lemidat Esronan. Let's say that you put a little bit too much flour into the Yisaron, the Kli. Or you put a little bit too little flour. Remember, when I say flour, I don't really mean flour, I mean solet, which is much finer from a different part of the wheat. Or you were memayat the midat yisaron, so you didn't fill it up all the way. It's psulot, because the shear of the yisaron has to be a full yisaron. And the reason is, if you do a komets from an yisaron that's chaser, then it means that you're going to have a komets that's chaser. A mincha that is chaser has a psul in its kmitza, and therefore it's ma'akev. Even if you have too much, and you're over the Yisaron, there the problem is that your Kometz is also chaser, you see, because it means that you took something that was not part of the Yisaron, and therefore whatever proportion of that would be in your Kometz, the Kometz would be chaser. So you're going to have the problem of a Kometz chaser in both situations, and in one situation, you're even going to have the Mincha that is chaser. Riba b'midat asayim shalan, or miyeh b'midat b'midat asayim shalan. On the other hand, if you change the amount of tvua that you've used in order to get your isaron out of, so maybe in the omer you used more than the 3 or less than the 3, and each one, as the case may be, so that you don't get the quality that we defined in the Mishnah, nonetheless, that would be kosher. So, okay, look at Mishnah. Omer haya menufe b'shloshesrei nafa. There were 13 sieves that were used in order to clean out the Omer from its 3 soyim. B'shtei alechem b'shtei vesrei. We'll see where we get this from. Alechem haponim b'chadesrei. Rabbi Shimon omer alechem haponim lo haya lehem kitzva. Whatever it takes. Solet menupa kol tzorcha haya mevi. There's no din, as there is in the other two, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, of how many siftings you have to do. What you need is whatever is required for the level that the Beit HaMikdash takes. Because there it says, V'lakachta solet v'afita'ata. Meaning, the solet that is meant to be, achitei menupa, kol tzorcha. You take it when it's already solet. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. How exactly did we do this? We did it in alternating size sifters, because we start off bedaka ubegasa, then we go bedaka ubegasa again. So in other words, we first do the nipui with a very, very thin sifter, and that way we get out a lot of the dust and things, leaving behind the grain that we want. Then we put it through a thicker sifter, and our sieve, which we're going to utilize to get whatever the solet is here, and to leave behind any pieces that got in that are thicker from the chaff. And then we take the solar that came out, we put it through again a very thin sieve, so although it's a perhaps thicker, a wider opening than the very thin daka that we used before to separate out the just the almost dust, flour dust that was stuck there. And we do this in order to be getting rid of any of the dust that was slightly thicker that we didn't get rid of before. Then we go once again through the gasa, but it's a little bit thinner. So each time we go a little bit wider and a little bit thinner than the one that we had done before. And that way we get the solet that is more minupa than it was before. And then we once again go to the daka, except this is a daka which is level 3 above, so it's the third level of width. And then we go ahead in a gasa, which is slightly less, until we basically converge. And we do this with the shloshes reinapot, daka v'gasa in turn. And each time, of course, we vary the size of the sifter than its equivalent daka or gasa of the time before, either wider when it comes to the daka, thinner when it comes to the gasa. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, indeed, shloshes reinapot ayu b'migdash zu lemala mizu v'zu lemala mizu. There were actually 13 different sized napot in the Beit HaMikdash, elyona koletet subin, v'tachtona koletet solet. And therefore we would have basically the separation, as we said, where we separate between getting the subim out and getting the avak out, so that we need alternating approaches for this. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, there was no particular amount when it comes to the lechem hapanim, and it's actually whatever is needed, and there's no particular halacha l'mershim yisinai that defines the lechem hapanim. So, Tana Rabbana, the basis over here, when it comes to lechem hapanim, is the pasuk, v'lakach tasolet v'afita ota, melamed shenikach hatsolet. This means you don't have to grind it up yourself, you can just go out and buy solet. U'inayin shafilo chitim, is it okay if we bring chitim and then turn it to solet? Talmud lomer v'lakachta, mikol makom. As long as you get it into the proper shape at the end. Now, Yochel Af B'Shamen Achorken, you might think that you could buy Chitim, turn it to solid. Talmud Omar Ota, it's only by the Lechem HaPonim, the Torah is matir, just to buy Chitim from the marketplace, turning it into solid. And this is because of the Chisachon. Mipnei HaChisachon, look, solid is extremely expensive, and the Lechem HaPonim, it would be really, really a problem if we'd have to buy it as solet. I mean, after all, we bring an awful lot of this stuff, 24 esronim, every single Shabbat, multiply that 50 times a year. Mashenken, when we're talking about the other menachot, where somebody's bringing a nisaron, a mincha over there, the Torah is makbid, and you buy it properly and ready to go. Of course, we're not talking about necessarily the purchase, but we're talking about the hegdash requires a hegdash of solet, and not chitim. According to others, the solet that is being sold and that is available in the marketplace because of the competition actually is of a higher quality than we're going to end up getting if we don't purchase it. My mitnei achisachon, what is that word that we say? Amar Rabbi Elazar, HaTorah chasam aman of Shul Yisrael. The meaning of chisachon means for the purpose of savings. And the Torah does not want us spending a lot of money, even though it's a ritual requirement. Where do we see such a thing? Echa Rebisa. Where do we see that the Torah cares so much about our money? So you see that when HaKadosh Baruch was doing this massive miracle of getting water out of a cella for people, it was for the animals too. It had to be, they shouldn't get any damage in having insufficient water for their animals. It wasn't just a matter of life and death. Hadron Allah, Elu Menachot, Matzot, Eli Neder.